You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is August 16th, 2021. Alright everyone, welcome back to the podcast. I do apologize, we did miss a show, so it's been about a month since we've had a podcast. To be honest, I'll just put it right out there, I caught COVID. So that's what happened. I was sick for a few weeks. So it can happen to anybody out there, so just be safe, be careful. You know, I'm better now, I'm doing a lot better, other than losing my sense of taste and sense of smell, which still hasn't come back yet. Everything else is good, so glad to be back on the podcast. I do apologize for missing it. I really didn't do it intentionally and really wasn't looking forward to getting that. So be safe out there, guys. Remember, just take all the precautions you can and be careful, because I can tell you from firsthand experience, it's a very real, real sickness, and it's not very fun when you get it. All right, so on a lighter note, today on the show, I did spend a few weeks with the Mag-T razor. You know, we talked about that in the last podcast. I just picked it up, got a mail call on that one. I spent a few weeks with it, and I'll tell you my first kind of like feelings on it. It's a really nice razor. It's a lot of fun to shave with, and I'll tell you a few things about it, like how to shave with it and everything. I got a full review coming up with some really cool information from the actual owner of the company and the guy who came up with the Mag-T soon too. So that's coming out in the near future. But I'll give you a few of the insiders and a little bit of a taste of that first thing on our show today. The Asylum ShaveWorks McMurphy 17-4 Steel is out. It's available, and it sounds pretty cool. I'll tell you a little bit about that as well. Remember, Asylum ShaveWorks is known for quite a few razors, all made in the United States, all made with high-quality stainless steel or bronze or something like that. They used to make a couple Darwin-looking razors and stuff, the Asylum. Now they have the McMurphy, so really cool to see that out. We'll talk a little bit about that. And also the Blutt Razor BR1, that's a Swedish razor. It's from Switzerland, I believe. Another stainless steel razor. It's been getting a little bit of time on the forums and in the websites as well that I've been noticing on Facebook and a couple places here. It seems pretty cool. We'll go over that razor as well. I don't know how new that one is. It's been around a little bit. But it's first I've really seen people in the United States actually have it. I don't think there's any vendors that do sell it here yet. But it's out, and it seems to be getting some good reviews. So we'll talk a little bit about that as well. And on Collector's Corner this week, we have the Rocknell Sailor Adjustable. The 2021 is out, gone, sold out, everything. Seen a couple of them online for reselling and a couple of reviews. They're a very limited amount of these razors, so yeah, they did sell out quickly. I will talk a little bit about that and the history of that razor too. I've talked about it in the past, but I really do think it's a great concept, a great item. All right, guys, without further ado, let's get on with the show. So a few weeks with the Mag-T, you know, obviously the Mag-T is one of those razors to where different concept. You know, it does use it uses a pair of magnets in it, which actually seal the blade cap, the top cap to the handle. And supposedly it's supposed to keep the blades sharper longer. Now, I'm not sure about that because I usually go through my blades pretty quick. I go through one blade might last me two uses because I shave my head and my face at the same time. So honestly, I don't really know how long it would last without, if I keep it going that long. I need it to be sharp. So I'm not using it for that, but I do like the magnets because it does keep that top cap closed. Now the handle and everything, the razor is a little bit more on the aggressive side than you would think, even though it's an open comb. You know, I was a little bit shocked with that because it was a razor that was, made for the masses. You know, it's not one of those special, very expensive stainless steel razors that were made for the niche. It's actually made for everybody, and it is a little bit on the aggressive side. So it shaves great the face. Literally, got to be real careful with your head. You know, you got to be a little bit lighter on pressure. It's a heavy razor. I do like the handle with the grip. I think the handle is pretty cool, and also it's nice. It stands up on its own. So initial impression of the Mag-T for using it on and off, almost solely for the last 3 weeks. I think it's really good razor. I just wish it was made out of like stainless steel or a little bit like that. I know it would make the razor much more, more expensive. I know that, but I think with the, it's kind of like, it's a forged razor. It's not CNC machined and it's made with like Zamek covering. It's just, to me, it's nice. I mean, I think for $50, it's a great deal. But I would love to see like a higher end version, maybe like a copper or something like that in the future. But that's being the shave nerd in myself. So shave's nice. I do recommend that this razor is used for a little bit more of an experienced shaver. I would not do this first thing off, you know, just trying out, you know, straight, you know, hey, I'm going to jump into safety razors. I'm going to jump with the MAGT. I probably would hold off on that and use something a little bit milder. Or if you do use it, just use it with caution because it is an open comb and it is a little bit more on the aggressive side. And be careful when you're changing the blades because sometimes the blades get stuck to the magnet and it won't come off the top cap. So it's a little bit difficult in that area, or it might actually get stuck, you know, on the thing itself. And you got to be real careful. You don't want to cut yourself. Excuse me, because the blade got actually stuck in the top cap for me. So it was a little bit on the little bit of a learning curve there. But otherwise, real solid razor, and I'm going to keep using it for a little bit longer before I finish the review. And a great story behind it. Believe it or not, it's an actually really good story. All right, the Asylum McMurphy 17-4 stainless steel safety razor. All right, that razor. Say that three times fast. Okay, that's a difficult one. But the McMurphy is a stainless steel with minimal blade exposure. Now, this razor was actually made to be really mild and actually give you no chance of cutting yourself. So that being said, in actuality, it's very efficient and excels with the, against the grain pass. So it's very, very mild razor, but it's made out of really premium material. 17-4 steel. It's a hard stainless steel. It's an expensive stainless steel. It's a heavy stainless steel. And it works very well. And I honestly, from what I've been seeing, the few reviews I did see on it, the price point's around under $300 for that. So it's a, you know, it's a CNC machined, made in USA, made by an artisan razor, and it actually is very mild, so there's virtually no chance of cutting yourself. That is good for the beginner. So if you're looking for a high quality razor, this is probably something that you would want to try out in the long run, you know, try it and give it a shot. You know, I'm very interested in hearing some reviews on this as well. And just to see, you know, like what everybody's saying, I think this is the type of razor that I think needs to be out more. I think more beginners are looking into getting razors like this. And I think really it's one of those things where you can go and just start off shaving right off the bat and not have to worry about it. Probably going to be a great head shaver. So look for the reviews. I'll talk a little bit more about this in the near future, so we can get a little bit more on it, so we can find out, you know, what's going on. Because at the moment, I'm not going to purchase any more safety razors this year. I got so much stuff. I just got to let it go. I'm going to start actually liquidating some of my collection, because I've got more razors than I'm ever going to use probably. And I've got so much stuff in my rotation that it takes me like a long time to do. And I'm not talking high end razors. I'm talking about every kind of razor you can think of. Like, I've had so many items I've bought that I just don't use anymore. I end up using the same like three or four razors. Same thing with straight razors. I use like two of them, and I have a ton. So, I mean, honestly, I'm going to start bringing them in and letting them go out. I'm going to sell them or let them go or piff them out when I try them out and review them and stuff like that, just because it's getting kind of ridiculous, and keep the stuff I really love. All right, so moving along, we have the Blunt Razor, which is from Switzerland, which I have not. Now, again, I'm a big, if you know me on the side, or if you know me personally, I am really big into watches as well, and I love Swiss watches. Okay, I'm a big fan of Swiss made watches, and just, you know, a lot of the companies, Omega, Tag, Rolex, all of them being made in Switzerland, they use a lot of high quality machining, and a lot of them use 316 steel. You know, Rolex uses 904 stainless steel. So, I mean, a lot of them are high quality. Now, when I heard that there was a safety razor from Switzerland, this actually got me going here. This actually got me thinking about it. Made from 303 stainless steel, so it's not 316L, which is a little bit better, a little bit easier to polish. So it's more in the matted style. I didn't see a polished version, but it is a CNC razor, and it's got actually different, you can buy different plates. You can buy a bunch of plates on there. And concealing the blade tabs to ensure safety. So, you know, the blade tabs won't be sticking out like on some of the other safety razors. You know, price point's about $300, I think, around in that point. And I've been hearing a lot of great stuff just because you get the different blade gaps. Now, I'm a big fan of blade gaps. I do think that blade gap exposure and all that stuff is very important. But I also, I'll be honest, having those, all those different options really make it difficult for guys like us to actually start purchasing stuff, right? You know, it makes it different for us to get an idea, and then you want to buy all the plates, then you get one that you really like, and you end up using that, and then you have a bunch of plates you don't need. So really, you don't need four or five plates, you know, to do that. You don't need, unless you're really just like one for your head and one for your body, or one for your body, one for your face. You know, it goes around, comes around on that kind of stuff. So I'm more of like, I'm trying to get into more of one blade gap and that's it. And I like it. You know, one thing with Wolfman is another one where that's where I really started getting into blade gaps. And I was like, wow, I don't know which one I want. And then I end up trying everything, every one of them. And I end up going back to the same one all the time. You know, I love the 0.67 blade gap. I think that's perfect. The 0.61, 0.67 blade gap on Wolfman is perfect for me. I like it. I've tried every single one of them, and I think they're great. But, I mean, that's what I go end up for. So I don't really need any more blade gaps after that. So, you know, if you're into a lot of different selection, you like selection, you want some different stuff, this is definitely for you. Try it out, the Blood Razor. It's not available in the United States. I've only seen it on the European website, that's the website from Switzerland. So you'd have to buy it from there and have it shipped. I haven't seen any, but if there are any retailers, guys, let me know. Send me an email. Let me know about it. And I will definitely be able to get that on the show and let everybody know next week on the next podcast. So, yep, the Blood Razor BR1 stainless steel from Switzerland. Pretty interesting, guys. Pretty cool setup. Pretty nice design, too. I like the design of the handle. I like the head of the razor. So let me know if you have one, if you're trying it out, and if you like it, because I've been hearing some good stuff about it, but not so much, not too much information on it. So it's still relatively new to me. All right, guys, moving on. Collector's Corner this week. The Rocknell Sailor. Now, this razor is really, it's a collaboration of Rocknell and Barbados razors, and it started back in 2016. So there's been a limited run of these razors for about 5 years. And I think the first one that came out was in 2018. That was the first one. So you're looking at like 3 to 4 years, I think this has been going on. I think there's only been 3 or 4 of these that come out. Again, I'm not too sure. But, you know, if you're looking at this, they collaborated of Rocknell and Barbados razors. Now, Barbados was really big back in 2012 to 2015, 16. They're still pretty big. You know, it's still, that's a Turkish razor, I believe. They're made in Turkey. And Rocknell as well is, and these just two guys came together and they decided to make the first machine stainless steel adjustable razor on the market. So the 100% stainless steel, it was the first one that came out back in the day before, you know, these other guys coming out with other stuff. The design is completely on them. And it's not like a Gillette razor where it's actually like a spring drive or click. I think it's just a continuous kind of type of adjustment. And it's also a two-piece design. I believe it's a two-piece design. So I know the top cap comes off. Honestly, this razor always seems to amaze me. I've only seen one in person. Really impressed with the actual quality of this razor. These guys put a lot of time into it. Excuse me. That's why it's up to $500. I mean, I think the razor is $489 or $499 now. And it's very limited because it does take a lot of time. There are a lot of components into this razor. But if you're looking for something high-end, you want an adjustable, and you want something that's different, this is what you're going to need. If you want something stainless steel, this is what you're going to get. This is the Flex. This is like one of the top-end adjustable safety razors out there, but it is difficult to get. So the 2021 model came out. That's a picture I have in the show notes here. I just saw one that was flawed that was online for like $400. I was thinking about picking one up myself, but I'm like, oh, man. I didn't really want one that was flawed right off the bat because it looked like the blade gap and stuff kind of had a little bit of an issue there. I don't know what happened. And, you know, guys, you got to be really careful when you're buying a flawed razor because if that person dropped it and the blade gap's off, then it's junk. It's basically useless. You know, you don't want to get a razor with the blade gaps off and then stuff like that. You're not going to get a good shave out of it. You can send it back to the, you know, manufacturer, but you're going to probably end up either paying more money for it to get fixed, and it's going to be out of your hand for several weeks because this is overseas. So just not the way to go. So I actually walked away from that one. I didn't go for it. I just saw it posted actually on Sunday. So really just not the way you want to go with the razor like that. You know, you really want to make sure you're buying the razor that you know is going to shave well. And I've seen Gillettes and vintage Gillettes and stuff like that. I've seen where the guard was so off on it that the razor couldn't close properly. I actually bought a toggle like that back in the day, my first toggle. And I actually, sending a message to Matt Pisarcik and just saying, hey, what's up with this thing? He's like, and then he gave me a couple pointers on how to fix it. I went online and Captain Murphy had a great video at the time. It's gone now. I don't know where his videos went. on how to adjust the blade gap, and I was able to do it myself and get it right. But it was really a bummer to know that you had the razor right off the bat. I should have sent it back or whatever, but the razor was in great shape, and I said, you know what, I'm going to try and, you know, keep it myself. I was so excited to have the razor that I didn't want to send it back. You know, now in my older, wet-shaving age, yeah, I'm going to send it back, and I'll wait. You know, but at the time, I was really excited. It was like a big deal for me, and I just said, you know what, I don't want to end up losing it in the mail or something like that, so I ended up, you know, fixing it myself. And it, actually, today, to this day, it still works great, great shaver, and I did a good, I'm very proud of myself. I did a good job on it. But that being said, even if it's a beautiful razor like this and the price is like, you know, $100, $200 under, because and the person that advertises, hey, it's flawed, whatever like that, I'm really sure this razor didn't leave the factory like that in that condition. So that person, and nothing against that person, might have dropped it, might have did something with it, might have left it in water, so I don't know. Pass on that. But to talk about the, you know, I know we just sidebarred a little bit on that and just talking about, you know, buying used razors. Just want to make sure you guys get the right stuff, because you really don't. I really hate those stories when you get something you get ripped off. I know how it feels. But, you know, with the Rocknell Sailor series, this is just a beautiful razor. And every year, I think they make 150 of them or 100 of them or something like that. And it's just a shame that there can be more. It comes in a beautiful presentation box. The box is unbelievable. And it's just, it is really a beautiful piece, and it's one of the razors that one of these days I'm going to end up getting. And I'll, you know, when I get some of my stuff, and that'll be it for me. I mean, that's going to be like the actual, that's like the whatever you want to call it, the kit and caboodle. That's it. That's the Grail adjustable razor, because I've seen one of these in person, and they are amazing. So we wanted to salute the Rocknell series adjustable razor, mainly because it's the first stainless steel machine razor. It's a beautiful piece, and they do perform very well. All right, guys. So that does conclude the show. I do apologize for being a little shorter and possibly, you know, maybe having a little bit of a hiccup here or there. You know, again, I am still recovering from COVID-19. So it is, honestly, it's a little harder to record. It's a little bit harder to keep it in. It's still going through like dry cough and not being able to smell anything or taste anything has been a little rough too. You know, I'm down 15 pounds since this thing happened. And I'm just really grateful to be able to do the podcast in general and be back. And just, you know, after what I've seen online and heard the stories and people not making it, you know, it does put everything into perspective. So all I'm saying is, like, you know, all personal thoughts aside about this whole thing, just be safe out there and just, you know, just take care of yourself and your family, because it is very important to stay well and stay healthy and to be careful when you're out in there, because you never know. I mean, honestly, you know, one day I was fine, and I got a, you know, a little sore throat, and the next day, you know, went downhill. I'm in the emergency room for the whole day. So, I mean, I was in the hospital for a day, getting checked out and getting fixed up and medicine, and then I came home, and I was out for 2 weeks straight. And, you know, going back to work now, I'm really excited. I'm going back to work tomorrow, you know, Monday when this show comes out for the first time in 21 days or 20 days. So, yeah, it's been a long journey. So, yep, just be safe out there, guys. Really looking forward to seeing you guys out there. I really hope by the next show, I get my sense of smell back, because I can smell my soaps at least, because I can't smell anything right now. And it's a little bit of a bummer. But, you know, I do thank everybody out there, you know, for listening and for the understanding. The show must go on, so we will continue to go. And I apologize in advance if the show is a little bit off. I'm still recovering, but I promise you it will be back to normal very soon. Remember, our show is powered by sharpologist.com. What Your Father Didn't Teach You About Shaving. Special thanks to you guys, the listeners, and most of all, Mark, a.k.a. Matthew59, for everything that he's been doing. 15 years of doing videos. I saw that post the other day. And what he's learned, a great post. Check it out, guys. 15 years of doing YouTube wet shaving videos is crazy. I remember when it was 10. I remember when it was before. So I'm just really, that's a really exciting thing. Really big accomplishment. So congratulations, Mark, on that. All right, guys. And our next show will be on the 30th. A few more things I did want to go over before I'm finished here is we will continue with the fall seasonal special. But I'm going to do that in October, because every year I keep doing it a little too early. And I keep missing things. So this year, I'm going to do it the show before Halloween. So it's going to be a couple weeks later than usual. But it'll have more stuff, and everything should be on there by then. So I'm really looking forward to that. My favorite season's here. Pumpkin Spice is here. It starts, I think, on Wednesday. So if you guys are out there for that. And until then, guys, shave straight and shave safe. Thank you all for everything, and have a great one. Bye-bye now.